It's 8:41 on a Monday morning with the Musers. Big news in the NFL over the weekend. The Giants and the Bengals executed a trade. The Giants got the Bengals' 10th overall pick in the draft. So New York, the division rivals of the Cowboys, now picking 5th and 10th on Thursday. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about this is the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. I tell you what, it's kind of an honor for me today to be joining you. I know that I'm talking this morning to Mr. Front Page News.
Yeah, how about that?
Tell you what, I haven't had a chance to read the story, but congratulations, George.
Thank you, Jerry.
We love your work. We have all your newspapers that you are on the front of.
Well, there's just one.
Like I said, haven't had a chance to read it, but really look forward to seeing what you did to that toilet.
Well, no, that's not the story. It's about sewer, but it's, yeah. It's
well, that's what I'm talking about, yeah. Your picture up there. It says you destroyed a toilet
That's not what it is. But thank you. Thank you for noticing.
Good. We're positive, and we're getting ready for this draft. We're very excited. Very excited about this draft, and I hope the Cowboy fans are, too.
Yeah, I think they are with two first-round picks, and everybody's wondering, has it gotten to a point where you're letting Brian Schottenheimer and maybe Will McClay run this draft?
No.
Whoa.
They are not running this draft. No. As long as I'm alive, you will always have Jerry Jones controlling this draft.
Okay.
And if not Jerry, then somebody with Jerry's blood coursing through them out of all the family business, as
sure.
You know.
Yes.
And I'm very excited about this. Gene makes me rotate the kids and the family members in. They get to be in charge of the draft. So that's how we got Mozzie and Taco.
Well, I don't know that that's a good policy.
That was Jerry Jr. and Steven. You know, I'm not saying they're smart. I'm just saying that they get an opportunity to run the draft all because I had mama theirs just filling my ears with complaint after complaint. But this year, my sweet little girl, Charlotte Bridges, is in charge of the draft.
Oh, what does she know about
personnel? Well, nothing, George. She knows nothing, and I'm worried about that because she spent all this time on the costumes for the war room.
Costumes?
Yeah, she's hired some flamboyant designer, and they've been spending all their time. I've already been in 12 costume fittings for the damn war room.
So you have to change during the day?
Yeah, various costumes were done. She has not even given one thought to football and who we should draft.
Oh, no.
But she's all excited. She's wearing go-go boots and some beautiful bedazzled mini skirt, and she's going for what she calls the Braniff aesthetic.
Okay, that's a throwback.
Yeah, that is a throwback.
And I'm wearing a beautiful three-piece Armani suit.
Okay.
But inside out, to make some sort of statement that this designer wants me to make about clothing. And then I got Gene Simmons dragon boots on, and it's topped by a gold football helmet.
Well, I can't wait to see that.
Just idiotic. Steven is wearing a Ralph Lauren Easter Bunny outfit. And Jerry Jr. is going to be wearing an Yves Saint Laurent diaper with nipple rings.
Fascinating.
And he's going to be led around the war room on a leash by a local Chan Gailey lookalike.
That's insane.
I agree. It wasn't until this morning that Charlotte even asked about possible players she could date. And you know who she asked she should date?
Who?
Spalding. So we got blind leading the blind.
He's in scouting, I think, so he may have an idea.
But hey, look, I'm just happy to be here, happy to be part of another draft.
Sure.
Because I don't know if you saw this, because it was buried down below the story of George Dunham destroying a toilet.
That's not the story.
In the news, but I got a new liver recently.
Whoa, you did?
I did. And you know the only kid that came to see me in my private diamond-encrusted hospital room?
Who?
My half-kid, Veruca.
Oh, my gosh, you said it.
She's a full kid of yours.
She came in and she held my hand as they moved the liver from the hobo over into my body.
Okay.
And I felt the surge of power course through my veins as I looked over and watched the hobo's eyes go dim and go gray.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry.
And then after they put in that last stitch, I got up and I started rushing, dancing, and Brooke was clapping to the beat.
That's really strange.
So, yeah, then she asked for a new Range Rover.
Oh, yeah, she does that.
Well, hey, are you guys going to trade up? That's the big rumor, that you guys are going to trade up in this thing.
You know, George, I don't know, but we're thinking about it. I'm trying to convince Charlotte to do this.
Okay.
You know, we may trade up with Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way I see it, the Browns don't even need a pick. Why are they in the football business?
They may ask the same question about you.
They shouldn't be in the football business. So we may trade up to get that pick. You know, we need a little bit of defense.
Yeah.
But we're also thinking about and have discussed.
Okay.
And I'm not being tried.
Right.
We are also thinking about trading up that number one pick.
Whoa.
And we'll take a Fernando Mendoza, if we do it.
Really?
The guy that sounds like a shortstop now.
But, it does.
But a quarterback.
But you have Dak. Why would you do that?
You know, Toilet, Dak is getting a little...
That's not my name.
A little long in the tooth. You know, he's about to be, what, 32?
33 in July.
33, so he's almost Jesus' age. And I need to find the next quarterback who can give us a couple playoff wins in the next 20 years.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
That's the goal.
Very difficult to find. So hopefully if we trade up and get Fernando Mendoza, we'll we won't push Dak out right away. We'll platoon him. We'll platoon the quarterbacks for a little while.
Okay, dual quarterbacks.
Dual quarterbacks.
All right.
And that's if I can convince Charlotte to do it. You know, that's the thing. I don't have a lot of say in this whole deal because – Gene's got me making the kids doing it. By the way, Gene did not even show up to the hobo liver transplant ceremony.
Well, that's sad.
Ceremony.
She was out in the Mediterranean with Captain Rex, you know.
Oh, that again.
That, on the Bravo Eugenia.
Yep. So y'all finally got it off of Lake Ray Hubbard, huh?
You got it off of Lake Ray Hubbard, yeah. Moved it, sailed it to the Mediterranean. But it will be at... It will be at Lake Louisville, I think, here in a couple weeks. So you can come out and see it. You can come out and see Gene. You can see Captain Rex, who's the handsome, shirtless captain that's always teaching her golf swings. And we're gonna have a good draft, and I think the Cowboy fans are gonna be very pleased with this.
Okay.
And I think that they're gonna really, really enjoy the costumes, especially after Jerry Jr. loads up his designer diaper and you watch me change him right there.
Oh, my gosh. That's just too weird.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, good luck
to you guys. Good morning.
Good morning. There goes Jerry.